and we went to stay at Prestatyn in North Wales. And I can remember walking on the beach there and just feeling I couldn't put another step in front and couldn't put my legs up and put them down again, feeling absolutely dreadful. And that was right at the beginning of September of 1939, and the news came of the German invasion into Poland, of which, of course, I took no notice at the time, and my dad decided that we'd better get back home quick. And he drove back. And my dad was a very rapid driver, even in those days. And he drove back from Prestatyn to Cheltenham. I arrived back in Cheltenham, and my brother exclaimed when I arrived back, and I can remember him doing that. And I think at that point my dad realised what had happened, or what was happening. And I can remember being carried by my brother into the hospital. I can remember him lifting me up, and it wasn't very far. It must have been a quarter of a mile or thereabouts, and I can remember him carrying me that distance. And I can remember him putting me onto the bed.
Which hospital was this?
That was in Cheltenham. I think at that time the only going hospital was the Cheltenham General. There was another hospital, St Paul's, but that was right down at the other end of the town, and so it must have been the Cheltenham General. And I was under the care of a certain Dr Hazlitt, was always known as Ham. Not quite sure why he was known as Ham, but he did have rather a red face, and he was a bit overweight, so maybe that was why.
Was he a specialist in diabetes?
No, he was just one of the local physicians. There were only, at that time, there were only two consultant physicians in Cheltenham, and he was one of them. He was a very nice man, and he was very kind to me. But, of course, the war was just breaking out at that time, and things were beginning to go a bit sort of haywire, with various doctors leaving to join the forces and goodness knows what. And I think he, too, was very busy indeed. But he was a very kind man, and I can remember him coming. I can remember him taking blood from me. And I can remember being given insulin. I've no idea. It must have been soluble insulin, I imagine, at that time. And I can remember feeling quite dramatically better a few hours later. Previously, I think I had probably really been in pre-coma, because although I can remember my brother lifting me and carrying me, I can't really remember anything about what happened when I actually got into the hospital. Number of sort of vague impressions, but nothing that I could really put a name to at all or describe.